你今天早上好，今天是2018年10月24日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了 Brother Trumper， 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的启坦念经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。 Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare。
We're reading today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。Madhya Lila. Hold on one second.
今天我们继续来讲解永恒的 Chaitanya 经师 Chaitanya Charitamrita。 今天讲述的是 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥。
Chapter 13, The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at the Ratha Yatra。
今天继续来讲第13章主在 Ratha Yatra 弹车节上的狂喜之舞。
Before we begin to speak about the Ratha Yatra festival，
之前我们讲到了 Ratha Yatra 节弹车节。
It is important that we talk a little bit about the month of Kartik， because today is the first day of Kartik。
不过今天呢，我们要讲一下这个 Kartika 月，因为今天是 Kartika 月的第一天，所以呢，讲述这个话题也是非常重要的。
It's a very special month for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas。
对所有的 Gaudiya Vaishnava 奉献者来说，这个月是非常的重要的。
It is also called the month of Damodar。
这个呢，也被称为 Damodar 月。
It is the last month of the Chaturmasya season。
这个是 Chaturmasya 四月苦行的最后一个月。
And during this month, we do not eat any ordan. Not that you eat ordan in China, but anyway.
那在这个月中呢，Vaishnava 奉献者是不吃一种叫 udal 的这样的一种豆子。不过我们在中国没有这种豆。
The Kartik month is also known as the month of Srimati Radharani.
那么 Kartika 月呢，也被称为 Srimati Radharani 之月。
And during this month, it is suggested and recommended to all the devotees to increase their devotional activities.
那么在这个月中呢，我们推荐和鼓励所有的奉献者都能去增加他们的奉献服务。
Every activity that we perform which is favorable to Krishna consciousness during the month of Kartik is multiplied by 1,000.
那在这个 Kartika 月之中，我们所有的奉献者所做的任何的奉献服务呢，都会有1000倍的增长。
Any misgivings, any offenses, any wrongdoings that have been performed can be completely burnt out by performing devotional service during the month of Kartik.
那我们呢，曾经所做的一些错误，我们的一些不当的行为，或者说呢，我们的一些冒犯，都可以通过在 Kartika 月的这些奉献服务呢，被焚烧殆尽。
On the other hand, any offenses that we commit during the month of Kartik is multiplied by 1,000.
那之前的被焚烧了，那这个月当中，如果还是做了一些冒犯的事情的话，那同样的也会有1000倍的增长。
It's a very special month. It's a very powerful month.
总之，这个月是非常有力量的。
It's a month where we really have the great opportunity to make so much spiritual progress.
在这个月当中，我们可以获得巨大的灵性，灵性上的一个飞升。
Krishna explains that he is none different than the month of Magha Shirsha. Magha Shirsha is the month of November and December.
那是Krishna 他在《博迦梵歌》当中呢说到了，他就是 Magha Shirsha 月，那就是 Magha Shirsha 呢，这是一年当中的十一月和十二月。
And because Radharani always comes before Krishna.Therefore, the month of Damodar is the month of Radharani.
那因为呢 ，Radharani 呢总是在 Krishna 之先，所以呢，在这个 Damodar 的这个月，它就会在 Magha Shirsha 十一月、十二月之前。
So we have the month of Damodar because during this month there is the Damodar Lila.
啊，那我们就有这样的一个。Damodar 月，因为呢，在这个月当中呢，有讲到的就是我们有这个 Damodar 的逍遥时光。
This is the month where Krishna is bound by the ropes by his mother Yashoda.
在这个月中 ，Krishna 被他的母亲 Yashoda 用绳索捆绑。
And this pastime is so sweet and so wonderful.
啊，那这段逍遥时光是非常甜美，极其美妙的。
So devotees every day they chant the Damodar Astakam, the eight prayers to Krishna as Damodar.
那在每天呢，奉献者也会唱 Damodar Astakam, 也就是八颂 Damodar.
And at the same time as they chant the Damodar Astakam, they offer lamps to Lord Krishna.
在唱诵这个八颂 Damodar 的颂歌的同时，奉献者还会向主 Damodar 献上灯。
Now, of any of the activities that can be performed during the month of Kartik, offering lamp is considered to be the highest service.
那在这个月当中，在所有的奉献服务之中，向神像去供奉这个酥油灯被称为是最高的。
And it is the most simple activity to perform.
而且这也是最容易实践的一个奉献服务。
Every day, either in the morning or in the evening, we can offer lamp. It is very traditional in China that people offer candles to the Buddhas.
那就是我们在这一个月中，达摩达尔月之中，或者是早上，或者是晚上呢，就向主敬献这个酥油灯。那就是在中国也有这样的一个传统，有很多人到了佛庙里或者在家里，就会对着这个佛像去供奉烛灯。
So candles are very easily available in China. Please get some candles and begin to offer lamps every day to Lord Damodar.
所以呢，因为有这个传统，我们在中国要买到这样的蜡烛或者是酥油灯就是非常的容易的。那我们就可以把这些蜡烛灯呢，就可以找到，然后每天或早或晚向主达摩达尔来敬献这个灯。
It is mentioned in the Puranas that just by offering lamp to Lord Damodar, it is so pleasing to Krishna that one can easily attain pure devotional service.
那在 Purana 往事书中说到，一个人呢，他如果能够向主达摩达尔敬献灯，那这个就是一个非常吉祥、非常具有净化力量的一个程序。如果一个人能够这样做的话，立刻就能够至达纯粹的奉献服务。
Traditionally, in India and in Vedic culture, people don't use candles. They actually offer ghee. They offer ghee lamps.
那在印度和伟达的这个传统中，通常所供奉的这个灯呢，不是我们有的时候供奉的那种烛灯，而是真正的酥油灯，就是 ghee。
Of course, ghee is not. I mean, you can buy ghee on Taobao. That's very available to make ghee wicks.
那当然，我们可以在淘宝上去买到这个酥油，也就是 ghee。那这个就是提纯的那个黄油，那这个酥油拿来就可以把它做成灯烛，然后去供奉，这样是最好的。
Don't make ghee weeks with vegetable fat. It's not nice.
我们不要用那种植物油去做这个灯芯，这个就不太好了。
Either buy pure ghee online or offer candles.
要不就是在网上去买那个比较纯的酥油，或者是叫 ghee。那么或者呢，你就干脆就买那个烛灯、蜡烛来供奉就好了。
But lamps should be offered every day.
但是每天必须要供灯。
There is a story in an old temple. This story is related in the Puranas.
那在这个 Purana 往事书中讲到了一座非常古老的庙。
And in this temple, the Pujari was offering lamps to Lord Damodar.
那在这个庙里呢 ，Pujari 们他们都给这个 Damodar 主 Damodar 供灯。
But there was a mouse that used to crawl on the altar and eat the ghee after the lamp was finished.
有这么一只小老鼠呢，它每天就会爬到那个神坛上，当这个酥油灯的灯芯灭，火焰灭了之后，它就会把那个酥油给吃了。
Because ghee is very nourishing for the mouth, it's pure butter.
因为就是那个酥油，就是这种 ghee 呢，它就是非常纯的黄油，所以吃起来呢，非常的好吃。
But the mouse became so greedy that it tried to even eat the ghee while the lamp was still burning.
但是呢，这个小老鼠呢，它实在太喜欢这个酥油了，所以呢，它可以说就是奋不顾身，在那个酥油还在点燃的时候就去偷吃了。
So the mouse got so close to the flame to eat the ghee that the whiskers caught on fire.
然后这个小老鼠呢，凑的那个灯芯实在是太近了，然后它的胡子就被点着了。
So the mouse started to jump up and down because it was burning.
因为呢，它烧得很疼，所以这只小老鼠呢就上蹿下跳。
And the jumping up and down was done in front of the deity, so Krishna was happy that the mouse was dancing.
然后因为他这么上蹿下跳的，就是在神像的这个面前，然后 Krishna 看到了就特别的高兴。
So、
然后他就觉得好像以为是这个小老鼠很高兴的在跳舞。
So later on, the mouse died and took birth as a human being and became a devotee, and in that lifetime, going back to Godhead.
后来呢，这只小老鼠就死了，然后它后来又重新的投身成了一个人。这一世呢，它就成了一个奉献者，在这奉献者的这一世当中，它就回归了神手了。
In other words, Krishna appreciates any sincere endeavor that a devotee makes to render devotional service, especially during the month of Kartik.
那换句话说呢，奉献者所做的哪怕是些许的一些真诚的奉献服务 ，Krishna 都是接受，都是非常欣赏的。那在这个 Kartika Damodar 月就更是如此了。
So why do we call this the month of Kartik?
那为什么我们又把这个月称为 Kartik， 就是 Kartika 月呢
？Because the daughters of Daksha, one of the daughters of Prajapati Daksha, was named Kirtiki.
那么就是有一个就是 Daksha Prajapati Daksha 的这个女儿，她其中有一个女儿的名字叫 Kirtika.
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 And from that name Kirtika came the name Kirtida.
那么她还有就是。从这个 Kirtika 这个名字呢，又派生出了他的另外一个名字，就叫 Kirtida。
And Kirtida is the mother of Srimati Radharani.
那 Kirtida 就是 Srimati Radharani 的母亲。
So when Radharani was born, she was also named Kartiki.
所以当就是 Srimati Radharani 出生的时候呢，她就得到了一个名字叫 Kartiki。
So therefore, Sanatana Goswami says this is why we call the month of Radharani Kartik.
所以呢 ，Sanatana Goswami 就是说，就是因为这个原因呢，我们就是把这个 Damodar 月也被称为就是 Kartik 月。
Another name for the month of Kartik is Urjabrat.
然后呢，还有一个 Kartik 月，还有另外的一个名称，就叫Urjabrat.
Urja means strength, power.
Urja 的意思就是力量、威力。
And brata means a vow.
Brata 的意思就是誓言。
And a name for Radharani is Urjeshwari.
那么这个就是 Radharani 就还有另外一个名字叫 Ujjayishvari。
Therefore, it is a month where devotees will make specific vows.
所以说呢，在这个月中，奉献者就会发下一些特别的誓愿。
And those vows are coming in different forms.
那这个誓言呢，可以以不同的方式呈现。
For example, we can take the vow to offer lamps every day.
比如说呢，你可以立誓在这个月当中每天都要供灯。
We can take the vow to increase our rounds to a specific number of rounds.
另外呢，你也可以发誓，比如说在这个月当中，你每天的这个圈数都要增加到某一个特定的数量。
We can take a vow not to waste time on wishing, socializing on the phone.
另外呢，你也可以立誓说，在这个月我不把时间浪费在微信上面，浪费在这种社交式的无稽之谈上。
We can take a vow to read a certain number of pages or chapters from the Srimad Bhagavatam or any of Prabhupada's books during Kartik.
也可以立誓在 Kartik 月、达摩达尔月之中，每天呢都会看 Srimad Bhagavatam 或者是 Prabhupada 其他的书，固定的页数。
We can take the vow to reduce our eating.
另外呢，也可以立誓说在这个月减少食量。
Especially very opulent food.
特别是少吃那些口味非常重的过于丰富的食物。
We can take the vow to reduce our sleep in order to increase our sadhana.
那你也可以立誓说减少自己的睡眠，那拿更多的这个时间来进行 sadhana 规范休息。
We can take the vow not to read or to hear any mundane news.
或者呢，你也可以立誓说绝对不去听或者去看那些世俗的新闻。
Or we can take the vow to serve certain devotees.
或者呢，立誓去为一些特定的一些奉献者做奉献服务。
So there are so many different things that we can think of to increase our devotional propensity.
所以呢，你可以动一动脑筋，想一想，可以用各种各样的方式来增加我们奉献服务的倾向。
And during the month of Kartik, we should definitely remain celibate.
You mean no,
no sexual activity?
Yes. 那还有呢，就是说你可以立誓在这个卡提卡月当中绝对没有性行为。
Actually, during the month of Kartik.This is the last month of Chaturmasya. This is where most of the austerities are performed.
那实际上这个达摩达尔月就是 Chaturmasya, 就是四月苦行的最后一个月。那这个月比起其他几个月来说，这个苦行呢，这个程度就更大了。
Many Chinese devotees have already arrived in the Holy Dham.
很多中国的奉献者现在已经抵达了圣地。
And today they will begin.Going out on parikram to different places in Vrindavan and Braj.
那今天呢，奉献者们就会开始出发，就到这个 Vrindavan Braj 的这些不同的圣地进行朝圣绕拜。
And walk barefoot to different holy places.
然后呢，徒步绕行这个圣地。
Sleep on the floor, eat very simple prasadam.
那就是躺在这个地上，然后。然后就打地铺，然后荣耀的也是特别特别简单的prasada。
And just concentrate for 1 month, just hearing and chanting and associating with devotees.
就是把这个月呢，完全集中在聆听、唱诵和奉献者的联谊上。
The month of Kartik is also a great opportunity to give Krishna consciousness to others.
还有呢 ，Kartika 月呢，它也是一个把 Krishna 知觉。带给别人的一个非常重要的一个月。
So it is really a wonderful, amazing, powerful month in many respects.
所以呢，从方方面面来讲 ，Kartika 月都是一个非常有力量的月份。
Now, some people say that the month of Kartik begins with Ekadashi, which was the day before yesterday, and finishes with Ekadashi at the end of November.
那有些奉献者呢，他们觉得就是这个卡蒂卡月应该是从 Ekadasi 那天开始的，换句话说就是前天开始，在11月底的那个 Ekadasi 结束。
But according to the Vaishnava calendar, the Damodar month, the month of Kartik, begins today and ends on the 24th of November.
但是呢，就是根据我们的 Vaishnava 的这个日历，这个卡提法院应当是从今天正式开始，然后到11月24号结束。
Now, what happens during the month of Kartik?
那么在这个卡提法月这一个月份当中会发生一些什么事情呢？
We already explained, devotees perform austerities of the mind, austerities of the senses, austerities of the body.
我们前面已经讲过了，在这一个月当中奉献者会尤其用自己的心意、感官和躯体来从事苦行。
There are three Ekadashis during the month of Kartik.
在 Kartika 月呢，又覆盖到了三个 Ekadashi.
Devotees are encouraged to fast during those Ekadashis.
那么我们也鼓励奉献者在这些 Kartika 日上进行全戒。
But there are also plenty of celebration.
不过在这个月当中呢，也有很多的庆祝活动。
That's why we should not worry that if we reduce our physical activities and control our senses, we will have plenty of opportunities to also enjoy.
所以你也不用担心，以为只是说在这个月当中一味的去增加身体的苦行，或者是控制自己的感官。实际上，在这个月当中也有许多机会可以让你来享受、来欢庆的。
This is the life of the devotees. They fast and they feast. They fast and they feast.
那这奉献者的生活呢，就是这样的。在这个戒食和大餐之间来回的轮换。
In terms of pastime, so many pastimes took place during the month of Kartik.
如果我们说到逍遥时光的话呢，那这个卡提卡月的这个逍遥时光就太多了。
As a matter of fact, Kartik begins with the first Rasa Lila, the Sharad on Sharad Purnima, on the first full moon of Kartik, which brings literally thousands and thousands of pilgrims to Vrindavan.
是这个卡提卡月呢，它始于这个第一个 Rasa Lila， 就是在 Savad Purnima 这天。那就是在这一天呢，就是有成千上万的那个人都会纷纷的赶往这个圣地来朝圣。
So it begins with Rasa Lila. On that night, actually, devotees.There is a tradition that on the night of the Rasa Lila, devotees at home make some sweet rice and then leave the pot of sweet rice outside in the full moon so it will get the rays of the moon and will become so nectarine so that Radha and Krishna and the gopis will eat the sweet rice after the Rasa Lila.
还有这样的一个传统，就是在这一天 Rasa Lila就是 Rasa 之舞的那天晚上，奉献者会煮一些甜奶饭，然后把这个甜奶饭呢就放到室外去，在这个月亮的照耀下，这个甜奶饭就会变得非常非常的甜美，味如甘露，就像琼浆一样。然后在这个Radha Krishna 牧牛姑娘们跳完了他们 Rasa。Rasa 之舞之后，他们就可以尽情的享用这个甘露般的甜奶饭了。
It is still a tradition in Vrindavan that the Krishna Balaram temple devotees cook sweet rice and then leave it in the courtyard under the moon rays.
那么在这个Vrindavan， 在 Krishna Balaram 的这个庙呢，也是这样的一个传统。到了这一天，Rasa 之夜的时候，奉献者就煮了这个甜奶饭，然后就把这个甜奶饭拿到外面来，放在这个庭院里面，让它浸没在这个月光的照耀下。
Another wonderful festival that takes place during Kartik is Gopuja, the worship of the cows.
然后在 Kartik 月当中还有一个非常重要的一个节日，这个节日就叫 Gopuja， 意思就是说崇拜奶牛。
Because without cows, there is no Vrindavan.
因为没有了奶牛，就没有了 Vrindavan。
Vrindavan has no meaning without cows.
没有奶牛 ，Vrindavan 就失去了意义。
Vedic culture has no meaning without cows.
没有奶牛，伟大文化也便失去了意义。
So Krishna always encouraged everyone in Vrindavan to worship the cows.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他一直在鼓励 Vrindavan 所有的居民一起来崇拜奶牛。
And the next day after Gopuja is Govardhan Puja.
那在 Gopuja 这一天，就是崇拜奶牛的那天的节日之后的第二天，就是 Govardhan Puja。
So the devotees on that day they walk around Govardhan.
嗯，那在这一天呢，奉献者们就特地的会去绕拜 Govardhan 山。
And they make a big hill full of sweets.
嗯，然后他们就用这个。甜品做成一座巨大的山。
And that sweet becomes Govardhan, and Govardhan is not different than Krishna.
啊，那这些甜品呢，就都变成了 Govardhan 山，而 Krishna 和 Govardhan 山又是没有任何分别的。
嗯、So, Govardhan Puja is right in the middle of the Kartik season.
那 Govardhan Puja 就是在这个 Kartika 这个月份这个季节的正中间。
But something else took place at Govardhan also.
嗯，那么 Govardhan 呢还发生了一些其他的事。
It is during the month of Kartik that Krishna killed the demon Aristasura.
啊，在这个 Kartika 月呢 ，Krishna 杀死了这个 Aristasura 的这个恶魔。
The bull demon.
嗯。也就是那个牛魔公牛的那个魔
And the consequences of killing the bull Aristasura created the appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund、
那就是因为这个逍遥时光杀死 Aristasura 牛魔的这个逍遥时光呢、又延伸出了 Radha 和 Krishna 湖就是 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund 的产生
So during Kartik the devotees also celebrate the appearance of Radhakund.
所以呢在这个 Kartika 月呢奉献者们又一起庆祝、Radhakund 的显现。
Thousands of devotees go to Radhakund at midnight and the whole place is illuminated with lamps and at midnight devotees go and take bath in the water of Radhakund.
然后就是成千上万的奉献者呢就会来到这个 Radhakund 他们带着千千万万盏灯来供奉 Radhakund 然后、到了夜晚的时候他们会在 Radhakund 中沐浴
Then a few days later is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day、
然后之后呢就是 Srila Prabhupada 的隐居日
This year Govardhan Puja falls on the 8th of November and Prabhupada's disappearance I think is on the 10thOr something, is it?
8th of November is the
Govardhan Puja.
那这个月的这个日历上显示，好像11月8日就是 Govardhan Puja， 就是 Govardhan 节。然后到了11月，大约是11月11日，就是 Srila Prabhupada 的隐居日。
Govardhan Puja is on the 8th of November.
那 Govardhan Puja 就是在11月8日。
And Srila Prabhupada's disappearance on the 11th of November.
Srila Prabhupada 的隐居日是在11月11日。
So this is also such an important day during Kartik.
那么这个也是 Kartika 月这一个、月份当中的极其重要的一天。
Srila Prabhupada passed away 41 years ago.
Srila Prabhupada 是在41年前隐居的。
On the 14th of November 1977 at 7:25 in the evening.
那么就是 Srila Prabhupada 是、在、1977年的11月14日傍晚7点25分、离开了这个世界在隐就是在这一个时刻隐居的。
And it's very significant that Prabhupada left his body in Vrindavan during Kartik.
那么实在 Prabhupada 当时就是在 Kartik 月他离开了、这个世界然后他就是在这一个月份在 Vrindavan 隐居的所以呢这个意义也是极其重大的。
To this day, and it's actually increasing every year, the devotees make the most amazing flower decoration in Prabhupada's room in Vrindavan.
那么现在呢已经形成了这样的一个传统到了这一天的时候奉献者们会把 Srila Prabhupada 的这个房间装饰满鲜花就到处都是鲜花装饰的非常非常的美丽
So for those who are fortunate enough everyone should try to go to Vrindavan for Kartik
所以呢奉献者们要是有机会的话呢要尽量的在这个 Kartika 月去 Vrindavan 去参加这些庆祝。
And if we are not able to go to Vrindavan for Kartik, we should create Vrindavan wherever we are.
那如果说无法亲自去往这个 Vrindavan 的话，那我们就无论是在什么地方，要把我们所在的这个地方尽量的创造出一种 Vrindavan 的氛围。
Another great festival during Kartik is Diwali.
还有就是在Kartika 月当中还有一个非常重要的节日叫 Diwali。
Actually, Diwali is almost on the same day as Govardhan Puja, I think the day before.
那这个 Diwali, 那我们中文呢翻译成为排灯节或者叫光明节，就基本上跟那个 Govardhan Puja, Govardhan 山的那个节日就非常接近，那基本就是在它的前一天。
Diwali means the festival of the lights.
Diwali 的意思就是那个灯，灯节，排灯节。
Why so many lights?
为什么要点燃那么多的灯呢？
Because it's to celebrate the return of Lord Ram to Ayodhya after 14 years of exile.
这个实际上呢是为了庆祝主 Rama。在经过了14年的放逐生活之后又回到了 Ayodhya.
And on that day, even today in India, it's actually the biggest, it's the new year in India.
实际上在印度呢这个 Diwali, 这个排灯节呢就好比是他们的印度新年一样，所以说是所有的节日里面最隆重的。
And it's the celebration of good over evil.
而且呢在这一天当中呢也是来庆祝正义战胜邪恶。
If you go to Vrindavan today or anywhere in India, people what they do is they clean their entire house and they repaint the walls of the house. And then they clean the streets.
那在如果今天我们去印度的话，我们在这个 Diwali 也就是排灯节呢就会看到他们一直沿袭的这个传统。在这一天人们呢家家户户就把这个家里进行一个彻底的大扫除，然后呢还要重新的去粉刷家里的这个墙壁四壁，然后还要去清扫屋外的这些街道啊这些公共的场地。
And then they light lamps everywhere.
然后到处都挂满了灯，点亮了灯。
To greet Lord Ram.
去迎接主 Ram 的到来。
It's a huge celebration in India and anywhere in the world wherever there is an Indian community.
所以呢，这个就是说是印度人每年的一个盛大的节日，无论是在印度还是在世界各地，只要有印度人的地方，就会有这个节日的庆祝。
And because not all Hindus worship Govardhan, Diwali kind of overshadows the Govardhan celebration. But the devotees of Krishna, they manage to celebrate both.
因为不是说所有的印度教徒都是去庆祝这个 Govardhan 山节的，所以呢，好像这个 Diwali 的这个庆祝这个光芒盖过了这个 Govardhan 山，但是奉献者呢会庆祝两个节日，这两个节日都庆祝。
So,Please don't desperate that you have to perform so many austerities. There's also a lot of opportunities for celebration.
所以呢，你千万不要因为这个月有这么多的苦行要做而感到绝望。其实这个月也是非常有意思的，因为有一个接一个的这个节日，一个接一个的庆祝。
It's only fair. You fast and you feast. You feast and you fast.
所以这个是很公平的。你戒食你就有机会，大餐大餐完了再戒食，就是这样。
But also so many opportunities to do so many different services to please Radha and Krishna.
那么有这个无数的这些机会可以让你来做奉献服务，来取悦 Radha 和 Krishna。
More pastimes.
那现在我们来讲更多的那个逍遥时光。
During the Kartik month, this is the month that Akrura took away Krishna and Balaram to Mathura.
那也就是在这个达摩达尔月 Kartika 月 ，Akrura 呢就把Krishna 和 Balaram 带离了 Vrindavan.
So it's very significant that during the month of Kartik, many things happen. For example. It is during the month of Kartik that Lord Chaitanya visited Vrindavan.
那么这个其实他第一个月里发生了很多的事情，这些意义都是非常重大的。举例来说，像主持丹尼尔马哈巴布就是在卡蒂卡月呢，拜访了这个，朝拜了这个文大本。
It is also during the month of Kartik that Krishna killed Kamsa.
也是在卡蒂卡月 ，Krishna 杀死了 Kamsa。
And because Krishna and Balaram had spent their childhood in Vrindavan, they had lived as cowherd boys in the village of cows, they had never been through the process of initiation. Now it was time for them to be initiated.
那么因为这个 Krishna 和 Balaram 从小就是在 Vrindavan 的村子里长大的，一直就和这些奶牛啊、小牛犊还有牧牛童们在一起生活。然后呢，一直也没有这个启迪。那就是在这个 Kartika 月呢，他们得到了启迪。
So when Krishna and Balaram lived in Mathura, their parents consulted with the priest and said it is time for the children to receive their Gayatri mantra.
那么这是在 Krishna 和 Balaram 住在 Mathura 的时候，他们的父母呢就去请教这个祭司，建议说呢，现在呢应该到了孩子们接受 Gayatri mantra 的这个时候了。
And when Krishna heard the Gayatri mantra for the first time, he fainted.
那 Krishna 呢，他第一次听到了这个 Gayatri Mantra 的时候呢，立刻就晕厥在地上了。
He fainted because one of the lines of the Gayatri reminded him of Radharani.
为什么他会失去知觉昏倒在地上呢？因为在这个 Gayatri Mantra 当中有一行诗呢，就是让他想起了 Srimati Radharani.
And Mother Devaki was sitting right there, and when Krishna came back to consciousness,He started screaming, "Mother, mother, mother, where are you?"
那当时他的母亲 Devaki 就在那里啊。然后当 Krishna 恢复了知觉的时候，他立刻的呼叫起来，妈妈，妈妈，你在哪？我在哪儿啊
？Because he was looking for Mother Yashoda, even though Devaki is actually his mother.He did not recognize his mother. He was looking for Mother Yashoda.
因为呢，他当时要找的这个妈妈是 Yashoda 妈妈。虽然他的亲生母亲 Devaki 妈妈就在那里，但是他都认不出这就是他的妈妈，因为他满心都是Yashoda 妈妈。
So many pastimes took place during Kartik.
所以呢，就是在这个 Kartika 月当中呢，有无数的逍遥时光。
When Krishna was living in Dwarka and he asked Balaram to visit Vrindavan to appease the Brijbasis, he arrived there during the month of Kartik.
那么当这个 Krishna 在 Dwarka 的时候，他派就是 Balaram 到 Vrindavan 去安慰那个 Vrindavan 的牧牛姑娘们。那这个 Balaram 他到了这个 Vrindavan 的时候，也是在这个 Kartika 月。
When Krishna, after the whole city of Dwarka had disappeared and Krishna wind up his pastimes, he went to Vrindavan and he was there during the month of Kartik.
那这当这个 Dwarka 的这个逍遥时光结束，整座城市消失的时候 ，Krishna 也即将要结束他的这个逍遥时光的时候 ，Krishna 他也是到了这个 Vrindavan。那他到 Vrindavan 的那个时候也正好就是 Kartika 月。
So truly, this month coming up now is a month of complete full absorption in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，这个月在 Kartika 月中其实就意味着一种全身心的静隐静默在 Krishna 知觉中。
And we have to make an effort to be absorbed.
而且呢，我们要想办法努力的让自己全神贯注其中。
This is a great opportunity for making heaps of spiritual advancement.
因为呢，在这个月当中，你可以达到奉献服务 Krishna 直觉上的一种飞跃。
Sri Kartik Brat Ki Jai, Sri Damodar Brat Ki Jai. So, back to the Ratha Yatra festival.
那现在再让我们回到弹车节 Ratha Yatra.
We discussed last week how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overjoyed at the thought of seeing Lord Jagannath being carried in a Ratha Yatra cart.
那在上个星期当中我们讲到了主垂叹娘马哈巴布一想到主扎格纳会被奉献者送上这个弹车扎格纳的这个车他就感到欣喜若狂。
The king Prataparudra had given instruction to make all the arrangements so that the festival would be celebrated very nicely.
那这个 Prataparudra 呢，他已经下令手下的人好好的来安排这个弹车节。那在他的这个井井有条的这个安排下呢，这个弹车节即将得到隆重的庆祝。
He himself had taken the broom to sweep the road in front of the cart.
他自己亲自也拿着一把笤帚就在这个弹车的这个前面来清扫地面。
And this had pleased Lord Chaitanya immensely.
那么这一点呢让主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 满心欢喜。
Lord Chaitanya arranged himself all the different Kirtan parties to surround the cart of Lord Jagannath.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他又组织了不同的Kirtan 的队伍环绕着这个弹车的各个角度在各个方位。
And he had different group who had come from different villages in Bengal to form Kirtan parties and each party had a set number of mrinangas, kartals, singers and dancers.
那么他就把从本告孟加拉来的这个不同的村子里的这个村民这些奉献者们组织成不同的队伍那么每一条这个 Kirtan 的这个队伍当中就有一定数量的Kirtan 的领唱者然后密当加古Kartar 就是那个脑钹
This is such a grand celebration and it is so meaningful becauseThe meaning of this Ratha Yatra is the victory of Srimati Radharani succeeding to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan.
那这个弹车节的这个庆祝真的是盛大无比因为它有一个象征的意义它是为了庆祝 Srimati Radharani 成功的把 Krishna 带回了 Vrindavan.
And how does she achieve this success?
那他是怎么获得这个成功的呢?
Because she binds Krishna with her love, just like Mother Yashoda binds Krishna not with a rope, but with her love.
因为他用爱的绳索紧紧地捆绑了 Krishna, 就好像 Yashoda 妈妈她其实用的也不是一根绳子来捆绑这个 Krishna, 她用的是她的爱紧紧地拴住了Krishna.
This is the open secrets.Of the process of Krishna consciousness.
其实这个就是 Krishna 知觉的一个公开的秘密。
That the devotee reaches such a height of devotional service that the devotee can bind Krishna with the love.
就是奉献者们的这种奉爱之情可以达到这样的一个高度，那他们的这种爱呢，就足以把 Krishna 紧紧的捆绑。
Even though Krishna cannot be reached by the yogis, the kamis, or the gyanis.
虽然呢 ，Krishna 其实是那些 yogi 神秘的瑜伽师们或者 gyani 思辨家或者是还有夜报工作者，是他们这些人都是难以企及的。
He can only be conquered by love.
那么他呢，只能是被爱所征服。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.Is always performing pastime in this dual identity.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一直是以这样的一个双重的身份来从事自己的活动。
One identity is him as a very strict sannyasi, teacher.
一个身份就是他是一位非常严格的 sannyasi 托钵僧，也是。一位师长
And the other is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is the golden complexion of Srimati Radharani, expressing her pure love for Krishna.
那另外一个身份呢，就是 Gauranga Mahaprabhu, 也就是说，他泛着 Srimati Radharani 的金色的光芒，他是一个金色的这个肤色，那么他时时刻刻的就是在 Srimati Radharani 对 Krishna 的 爱的思念之中。
And Gauranga Mahaprabhu freely gives pure love for Krishna to anyone regardless of qualification or disqualification.
那 Gauranga Mahaprabhu 呢，他就会把这样的一份爱，不讲任何条件的派发给众生，无论他的资格如何，无论他有资格还是没有资格。
And this love is the love of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Everything is always related back to Vrindavan.
那 这份爱呢，就是指的是在 Vrindavan 的 Radha Krishna， 所有的这些爱终极都是指向这份爱的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plays the role of a devotee and he is showing everyone else how to reach the highest platform of pure devotional service.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 扮演的是一个奉献者的一个身份，他是向所有的人展示应当如何去达到对 Krishna 的最高的爱。
But not everybody can understand his pastimes.
但是呢，他的这个逍遥时光并不是所有的人都能够理解的。
For example, when he had organized the 7 kirtan parties surrounding the Rath cart of Lord Jagannath, the devotees who were chanting and dancing suddenly saw Lord Chaitanya dancing with them.
那么就是他呢组织了这个七个 kirtan 的这个队伍环绕的这个弹车，组 Jagannath Balade 和 Subhadra 的这个弹车。那么在这个奉献者们大声的去 kirtan 沉浸在其中的时候，他们突然看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 翩翩的起舞了。
In other words, Lord Chaitanya manifested himself in each group simultaneously.
那换句话说，就是其实这个时候 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就化身成每一个 kirtan 队伍中的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 他同时出现在每一个 kirtan 的团队里。
And this is all done for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath, who is none different than Krishna.
那所有的这些呢，都是为了去取悦主 Jagannath， 因为主 Jagannath 和 Krishna 是没有任何分别的。
Jagannath means the Lord of the universe.
Jagannath 呢，意思就是说宇宙之主。
It means that Lord Jagannath controls everything.
意味着主 Jagannath 呢，他是一切的主宰者。
Sometimes the cart would move, sometimes the cart would stop.
有的时候这个大车开始移动行进，有的时候呢却戛然而止。
And no one could move. It doesn't matter what they try to do, no one could move the cart.
那当这个大车停下来的时候，谁也拉不动它，无论他们费多大的力气都不行。
Because Lord Jagannath was enjoying watching the kirtan parties and Lord Chaitanya dancing.
因为呢，主 Jagannath 呢，他就是要停下来，好好的看一看所有的 kirtan 的这个队伍的唱诵，他也要看这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的舞蹈。
And sometimes Lord Jagannath would make the cart move again out of ecstasy.
有的时候，主 Jagannath 呢，就在这个狂喜当中，又让这个大车移动起来。
Now up until now, King Prataparudra, I only heard.Repeatedly, constantly hearing about the glories of Lord Chaitanya and the glories of his pastimes.
那么到目前为止呢，Prataparudra 王他只是不断的去听闻，一次又一次的去听说主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的荣耀以及他的逍遥时光。
But he had actually never witnessed the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
但是他其实他本人他从来都没有亲眼的见到过主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光。
Now for the first time with his own eyes, he was watching across the crowd. He was watching Lord Chaitanya dancing and he just became mesmerized. He froze. He couldn't move.
那在这一次呢，在这个时候 Prataparudra 王生平他第一次亲眼的见到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 他呢就藏 Prataparudra 王就在这个人群之中目瞪口呆的看着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的翩翩起舞，他就好像凝固住了一样一动不动。
Yare Tantra Kripa Se Najibai Pare Kripa Vina Brahma Dika Jani Bare Na. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained, only someone who has received the mercy of Lord Jagannath can understand the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
那么 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 呢，在这个诗节当中。就是讲到了只有一个获得了主的仁慈的人才能够理解。
And without receiving such mercy, even the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, cannot understand them.
如果没有主的仁慈，哪怕是以主 Brahma 为首的半神人也无法理解。
So the fact that King Prataparudra was able to see with his own eyes.But also receive so much love by witnessing the pasams of Lord Chaitanya, it meant that Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with him. Otherwise, the king would not be able to see.
那现在这个国王 Prataparudra 他能够亲眼的见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在他面前去上演这个逍遥时光，而且呢他。能够看到主切塔尼亚马哈帕布的这个舞蹈得到了主切塔尼亚马哈帕布的这个仁慈其实仅仅所有的这一切就是因为切塔尼亚马哈帕布的给他的这个仁慈假如没有这份仁慈的话他是没有这样的机会的
So we have discussed many many times these unfolding pastimes of the king Prataparudra wanting to see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya refusing to see himThis has been going on for a long time now.
那我们之前呢已经讲到了 Prataparudra 王和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的这些这个逍遥时光就是看到这个国王呢他一心想见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一而再再而三的这样的拒绝所以我们也看到了这个故事的这个主线就是这样一步一步的推进展开。
So, if we...Picture the situation, the three carts are moving on the main street.
所以我们现在呢可以去想象这样的一番情景三辆大车在街道上徐徐而行。
There are literally millions of people.
成千上万的人都围绕在。
And the kirtans are going on.
然后这个同时呢伴随着 kirtan.
Lord Chaitanya is dancing in front of Lord Jagannath.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就在主 Jagannath 的大车前翩翩起舞。
And the king is moving in front of the cart, sweeping the road.
那这个国王呢拿着笤帚随着这个大车往前行进他也不断地在清扫着地面。
And now he is witnessing firsthand the dancing of Lord Chaitanya.
他现在呢亲眼的看到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的舞蹈
And Lord Chaitanya was changing the way he was dancing He was changing the way he was singing Sometimes he would jump in the air Sometimes he would crash to the ground
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个舞蹈 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的唱诵呢时时刻刻的变换的千姿百态有的时候他高高的跳到空中有的时候在地上
And it was difficult for the crowd to understand the behavior of Lord Chaitanya. Only those who were very close to him could understand.
那有的时候呢，奉献者们，就是没有办法理解主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的一举一动，只有和他非常亲近的这些奉献者们才能明白。
And this is not the first time that it happens. Oftentimes, Lord Chaitanya would forget himself. He would forget that he was in public, and he would forget that suddenly.This internal potency would take over his external behavior.
那而且这也不是一直是这样的。有的时候呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会突然间浑然忘记了自己身在何处，因为他内心当中的那种强烈的内在的这种情感呢，完全的超越了外在的这个展示。他完全忘记了自己是在一个公共的这个场合。完全被内在的这种强烈的情感所征服了。
And it is compared to Lord Krishna who disregards the convention of Varnashram to go to the forest to perform Rasa Lila. Lord Chaitanya disregarded the convention of society in order to perform his wonderful pastimes.
那这个就好比说主 Krishna 他为了要到这个森林里面参加这个 Rasa 之舞，他呢就会无视这个 Varnashram 四社会阶层四灵性境界的这种社会制度。那同样的主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 为了要去上演他的超然的这个逍遥时光，他也不会去关注这些外在的社会习俗传统和惯例。
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions that the dancing of Lord Chaitanya during the Ratha Yatra is not easy to understand, and most of the crowd during that festival could actually not understand. They were not able to see what was going on. Only very, very close devotees.And those uncommon activities can be found in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么就是 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 说到，其实当时在这个Ratha Yatra 弹车节的这个现场，在场的众多的这么多的奉献者，这么多的人，他们其实是无法理解主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的一举一动和当时的这个表现的。只有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常亲近的这些同游、这些奉献者，才能够真正的明白他的这个状态。那么这些呢，不同寻常的这些逍遥时光，是在这个盛典佛家瓦坛里面有非常详尽的描述。
So.Prabhupada gives the example that in Krishna's pastime, Krishna manifested himself as many gopis were attending the Rasa Lila, and also Krishna manifested as many queens in Dwarka. Krishna could expand in this way.
那是在泡泡在药指中就是说到，在 Vrindavan 的这个 Radha Yatra 上， Krishna 就可以按照这个牧牛姑娘的这个人数来扩展自己的分身，那在每一个牧牛姑娘都好像觉得 Krishna 是亲自和他们在一起。同样的，在Krishna 呢，他在这个 Dwarka 的时候，在王宫里面，他也一样可以扩展成为无数的形象，然后和每一个王后在一起。
There are different moods and different nature of Krishna's pastimes.
那 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光都具有不同的滋味 ，mood and
nature.
那么它的这个每一段这个逍遥时光的特质也是不一样的。
Some pastimes we are able to some extent to conceive and understand. Some other pastimes we cannot conceive.
那有的逍遥时光呢，我们可以在一定的程度上有所理解，但是有一些逍遥时光是完全不能理解的。
They are beyond the power to see, they are beyond the power to think, they are beyond the power of the mind to calculate and to imagine.
那么就是这些逍遥时光的意义已经完全超越了我们的眼睛之所见，我们的头脑之所思，他们已经完全超过了我们所可以计算、可以想象的那个空间。
Ataksi Krishna Namadi, Ataksi Krishna Namadi, Rupa Goswami explained that it is not possible to understand Krishna and Krishna's energies and Krishna's pastime with material senses.
那么就是Rupa Goswami 他说一个人仅仅凭着自己四识的这个感官是没有办法理解 Krishna 的能量，还有Krishna 的逍遥时光， Krishna 的形象。
Ataksi Krishna Namadi Nabhavan.In the Jivan Mukti Ijivado Swaram Eva Surachyada. So, when we perform sadhana bhakti, which begins with chanting, hearing, remembering, serving, then the senses become gradually purified and the heart becomes cleansed.
那就是在我们去从事 sadhana 规范休息的时候呢，我们的心意呢，就会在这个奉献 顺服的过程当中，得到不断的进化。我们的感官，我们的身躯体，我们的这个心意呢，都得到了这种进化。
And as
和苏醒，对不起，我还忘了一个，就是都会苏醒过来，通过这个奉献服。
As we become purified by the process of Krishna consciousness, gradually we begin to appreciate and understand and see with our own internal eyes Krishna's pastime unfold.
那么我们呢，通过了这种奉献服务 Sadhana 的这种规范休息的这个进化呢，我们就会唤醒我们内在的这个灵性的之眼，就会逐步的看到 Krishna 的形象和 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this facility by showing himself how a devotee makes progress.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实就是创造了一些条件让我们奉献者知道如何去培养那样的一份爱。
Lord Chaitanya dances in front of Lord Jagannath and exhibits the highest symptoms of pure love of Krishna.And by us dancing in front of Lord Jagannath, we don't reach the same level, but we do make spiritual advancement.
那主席他念马哈帕布亲自向我们示范，他在主扎格纳的这个面前翩翩起舞，表达了对主的一种最高的爱。那我作为我们奉献者来说，我们也可以在主扎格纳的这个面前去舞蹈，虽然我们无法达到像主柴塔尼亚马哈帕布的那样纯粹的神爱，但是我们可以通过这样的舞蹈来得到灵性上的进步。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to perform the most amazing dancing act.
那现在呢，主柴塔尼亚马哈帕布呢，即将呈现他最美妙的舞姿。
Until now, what he did is he organized different kirtan parties, and in each party he had a specific appointed dancer.
那么之前他组织了不同的这个 kirtan 的队伍，在每一个 kirtan 的这个队伍中，他都指定了一个舞者。
And then he would go from one party to another and encourage the devotees to just dance and chant.
他就轮流的从一个队伍来到另外一个队伍，一个一个的去鼓励奉献者们的唱诵和舞蹈。
But now he becomes the main dancer.
但他现在呢，成了一个最中心的一个舞者。
And when he becomes the main dancer, all the Sankirtan parties gather around him. That's seven parties.
那么当他去做这个主舞，就是最主要的这个舞蹈者的时候呢，他就好比是一个中心一样，所有的七个 kirtan 的这个队伍呢，都环绕在他的身边。
So Lord Chaitanya is the main dancer. He is surrounded by 14 mridangas.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这个时候就是主舞，那他周围呢就有14个密当加鼓。
And 200 devotees.
还有200位奉献者。
And they are circumambulating him while he is dancing in front of the cart.
当他在弹车面前翩翩起舞的时候，这14个密当加鼓，这200位奉献者呢，就围绕着他。
So we will see what will happen with this amazing dancing of Lord Chaitanya.
我们接下来呢，就要看一看主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这令人不可思议的舞蹈。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. OK, 我们来看一下现在有没有大家提上来的问题。Sumuki Mataji, 您看一下现在有没有问题，如果有的话请转发。
What's going on? Drink.
好，现在有一个问题已经发上来了。Hare Krishna, 顶白帕布，最近有一位老邻居从老家来看望我，送给我一个金的佛项链。 我不知道回赠什么礼物比较妥当，钱是 Krishna 的，感到不能给，又觉得礼物的，哎呦，很多的问题，我先拉一下哈，跳上去了，又觉得礼物的质量要对等比较好，请教Prabhu，我可不可以也买这类的礼物作为回赠呢？今天这个问题不是讲课的内容，可是客人不几天就要回去了，我想趁此时询问您了，好知道怎么做恰当，感恩您恒常仁慈的指导。翻译 Mataji 美好的服务。This question is not directly related to your class, but it would be nice that you answer since it's a little bit urgent. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. I have an old neighbor who came all the way from the hometowns, and he gifted me with a golden Buddha necklace, a necklace of golden Buddha. And I don't know what kind of gift I can give him back as a return, because the money belongs to Krishna. I feel that I can't give him money. However, I also feel that a gift in return should be at least incompatible.It should be compatible with the gift that he gave to me. So my question for you is, can I also buy some similar types of gifts as a return? Although this question is not directly related to the content of your class, but because my guest is leaving in a few days, I want to take advantage of the morning class time to ask this question so that I can get some guidance from you.And to know what's the best way to do in such a circumstance. Thank you very much for your merciful guidance.
Okay, first of all, when you give a gift, the intention is that you never expect anything in return.
首先的话就是通常来说送礼物就意味着不祈求回报。
So, otherwise, if you expect something in return, it's not a gift.
如果说当你送礼物的时候你祈求有回报，那你这个礼物也便失去了意义。
But tradition wants and courtesy wants that we should reciprocate.
但是从礼节上来说，从传统上来说，你收到了一份礼物呢，你就应当给予回赠。
But if you can't match the value of the gift, then just buy something, whatever. It's the intention that counts.
那你要是觉得你就是很难去回赠一份在这个价值上与你所收到的礼物相匹配的这样一份礼物呢，那你就尽力去做就好了，就无论你真发自真心回赠什么样的礼物都是好的，因为这份心才是这个礼物的本意。
It's the intention that counts, it's not the value of the gift.
就是你的这个心意是非常的重要的，而不是说这个礼物究竟从价值上来讲有多么的昂贵。
Okay, next.
下一个问题。 Rajendra Das, 感谢 Prabhu 一如既往的甘露讲课，感恩 Krishna Premi Mataji 一如既往的甜美。今天是 Damodar 月第一天，请问经典有没有记载朱 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对这个吉祥月的重要训示？朱 Chaitanya 在这个月份有什么 pastime 这个逍遥时光吗？他也点灯吗？他也唱八颂 Damodar 吗？跪谢。 Thank you Prabhu for your ever nectarian class, and also thank Krishna Premi Mataji for the ever sweet translation. Today is the first day of Damodar. Is there any recordings in the scriptures that describes Lord Chaitanya's important instruction in regards to this auspicious month?Did Lord Chaitanya also do some pastime during this month? Did he also light up ghee lamps and offer ghee lamps? Did he chant Damodar Astakam? Thank you very much.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a teacher.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢是一位导师。
Which means he followed all the rules and regulations according to Vaishnav culture.
也就是说他会遵循 Vaishnava 的这个奉献者的传统当中的那些礼仪规范和传统。
Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and the devotees who were witnessing his pastime did not have to mention every single detail of everything that Lord Chaitanya did.
所以说呢，有了这个大前提，那 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 还有所有的见到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光的奉献者，就没有必要把他的这个那些细节全部都一一的记录下来了。
But we know that Lord Chaitanya was very keen to follow all the festivals that came up on the calendar.
但是我们有一点是知道的，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他会非常热情。去遵照日历上面的每一个节日，并且去庆祝。
And Lord Chaitanya spent time in Vrindavan during Kartik.
而且这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是在这个 Kartik 月的时候呢，是在 Vrindavan 度过。
But don't forget that Vrindavan at that time was a jungle. There were no temples.
但是我们别忘了，当时他在的时候 ，Vrindavan 还只是大森林，没有庙宇。
So.It would have been hard for Lord Chaitanya to find Giriks and to actually find a temple where Lord Damodar is being worshipped because he was actually sleeping under the trees, living in a jungle.
所以说呢，既然如此的话，对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来说，要找到这个酥油灯，还得找到一个庙，然后找到祖 Damodar 的这个神像在面前去供奉这个灯，恐怕是非常难的了。因为那个时候他每天都是睡在大树下面，就是以这个森林为家的。
So he definitely did celebrate the Kartik month.
但毫无疑问，他一定也是去庆祝这个 Damodar 月的。
According to time, place, and circumstances.
根据这个时间和地点，这个实际情况的不同，也会相应的来做这个庆祝。好，下一个问题，还是来自于 Rajendra Das。问题一，据说 据说这个排灯节是印度的新年，是吗？问题二 ，Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山与。Yashoda 妈妈捆绑 Krishna 与 Ramachandra 回归 Ayodhya 是同一天吗？问题三 ，Damodar 月是最为吉祥的月份，但是又说三年一度的 Purushottama 月是最最吉祥的月，甚至高于 Damodar 月，情况属实吗？谢谢。So there are three consecutive questions relating to each other. 你刚才说的那个灯节是不是 Diwali？不是 Diwali, it's said that Diwali is the New Year of India. Is that right or not? Diwali 节哈。
That's it.
Yeah, this is the first question.
It's not the New Year. It's just considered as the major, most prominent festival for Indians.And it's,
as if it's a New Year celebration. 因为新年在大家的概念里就是最隆重的一个节日，最重要的节日。那这个 Diwali 节就是排灯节，在印度也是这样子，是一个最重要的节日。但实际上又不能算是印度的新年，只是说它这个重要的和庆祝的程度就像是印度的新年一样。
Diwali was celebrated in Vrindavan also.
这个 Diwali 节啊，这个排灯节他在这个 Vrindavan 也是得到这个很隆重的庆祝的。
As a matter of fact, it was on the morning of Diwali that Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda.
实际上是在这个 Diwali 那一天灯节的清晨Krishna 被 Yashoda 妈妈捆绑的。
This is explained in a wonderful book that was written by Shivaram Swami.
Shivaram Swami 他写了一部非常精彩的著作，在他的这个书里面就提到了这段逍遥时光。
That on that morning of Diwali, many coward boys headed by Nanda Maharaj had gone out to prepare for the celebration.
就是在 Diwali 的那天清晨 ，Nanda Maharaj 呢带领着许多的牧牛童到外面去，要为这个节日做准备。
And Krishna had stayed back. He didn't go out with them.
那 Krishna 呢？他留在家里了，没有跟他们一起去。
And Krishna had a conversation with his own Yogamaya.
Krishna 就和 Yoga 他自己的 Yoga Maya 瑜伽的这个能量之间有一个对话。
And he explained to Yoga Maya, today I am going to perform a pastime that you've never seen before and that no one will understand.
他就对 Yoga Maya 说，今天呢，我要上演一段前所未有的逍遥时光，没有人能理解我的这段逍遥时光。
Yoga Maya wanted to know what it is.
那 Yoga Maya 就非常的好奇，想知道是什么样的逍遥时光。
Krishna says, I'm not going to tell you, just wait and see.
Krishna 说呢，我现在不告诉你，你等着慢慢看吧。
And Krishna built up this situation between him and Mother Yashoda, who was preparing milk sweets for Diwali.And ultimately, he broke the pot, he ran away, and she bound him.
那么是 Krishna 呢，他其实是在安排了所有的这些逍遥时光，让他一层一层往前这个推进。那么这个亚瑟的大妈妈那一天，她是要做很多的甜品，要专门为这个庆祝迪瓦里节灯节来做准备的。但是呢，这个Krishna 呢，最后呢，就是打破了这个罐子，然后那个亚瑟的妈妈呢，用这个绳子去捆绑他。那 Krishna 跑了，亚瑟的妈妈在后面追，最后呢，用绳子把 Krishna 给绑上了。
So it is closely connected. The Damodar Lila and Diwali was performed even 5,000 years ago.
所以呢，在这个五千年之前，这个迪瓦里节和这个达摩达尔月呢，本来就是说是密不可分的，就是这个逍遥时光是交织在一起的。下一个问题 ，Krishna， next question in English， Krishna， is it the first day between Krishna holding Govardhan Hill and Yashoda， Mother Yashoda binding Krishna？And also the the return date of Ramachandra, Lord Ramachandra, is it the same day?
No.
不是同一天的。
And it's not the same age.
而且，肯定不是这个同一天，因为是在不同的年代。
The Damodar Lila, Krishna was a baby.
在 Damodar 的这个逍遥时光里 ，Krishna 是个小婴儿。
Lifting Govardhan Hill, Krishna was 7.
那 Krishna 举起这个 Govardhan 山的时候，他已经是七岁了。And Ramachandra 回归 Ayodhya， 那是另外一个年代的事了。问题三 ，Damodar 月，这刚才我已经读过了哈。Number three， Damodar month is considered as the most auspicious month， but we've also heard that the Purushottama month, which is once every 3 years, was the most auspicious month and even higher than Damodar. Is that right or not?
Yes, but it's only every 3 years. Damodar is every year.
的确有这样的说法。不是说他们月是甚至比达摩达尔月还吉祥，但是它毕竟只是三年一度，而达摩达尔月是每年都有的。
And this year we have both Purushottama and Damodar month.
那今年呢，这两个节日又是在同一年度中，就是我们既有 Purushottama 月，又有 Damodar 月。OK， 下一个问题，还是 Rajendra Das， 奉献者的灵性品味来自于自我觉悟，还是通过身边的奉献者得到？身边的奉献者氛围会不会直接影响一个奉献者的氛围？Where does our spiritual taste come from? Is it from our self-realization or from the devotees around us?
Spiritual taste comes from sadhana.
灵性的这个品味呢，就是来自于 sadhana.
And sadhana is performed in association with devotees.
那这个 sadhana 规范修习是你在和奉献者在一起联谊的时候去从事的。
So we grow in Krishna consciousness by performing devotional activities in association with devotees.
所以我们是在和奉献者的联谊，和奉献者一起去从事这个奉献服务，在这个一起从事奉献服务 sadhana 的这个过程 当中，你的这个灵性的品位得到增长，你的灵性得到提高的。
And by following the guidance of the spiritual master, we become purified.
那么在你这个遵循灵性导师的训练的过程当中，你就会得到巨大的进化。
By chanting our rounds without committing offenses, we make great spiritual progress.
那通过努力的不带冒犯的去念诵或者唱诵主的圣名，我们就会得到灵性上长足的进步。
So it's a combination of different things.
所以呢，这个是不同因素的一个组合，只有这些因素的组合，你才能够得到灵性的品位。I think I missed the second half. The atmosphere created by the devotees around us will directly influence the devotees' bhakti or not.
Of course.
对啊，身边的奉献者的氛围肯定也是会直接的影响到一个奉献者的份爱的。
Next.
I think what she means is if they don't create a very good bhakti atmosphere, will the devotees be affected? That's her concern.
Devotee association is devotee association.
我刚才呢就进一步问，说也许我们会担心说身边的奉献者，如果他们并没有创造出很好的 bhakti 奉爱的这个氛围，那身处其中的这个奉献者会不会受影响呢？那 Prabhu 的这个回答就是说，涟漪就是涟漪，奉献者的涟漪就是奉献者的涟漪。
It's not always about other devotees. It can also be about us not being qualified.
我们不要总是去想是别的奉献者的事儿，其实很多时候。我们得想想我们自己是否有资格。
We may think, oh, these devotees are not good association. My question is, are you good association?
我们可能会觉得，奉献者呢不是很好的联谊对象。但是我想要反问你的一个问题是，你觉得你自己就是一个很合格的奉献者吗？
There's always something good about the devotees.
奉献者身上总是有优点可寻的。
So we have to concentrate on the good side.
所以呢，我们要把自己的注意力都放在那些优点上。
Because by looking at the bad side, actually what we're doing is we're looking at ourselves.
因为如果你的眼睛总是盯着那些负面的，不好的这些地方呢，实际上你就是一直在看到自己身上的弱点或者是缺点。
Next.
下一个问题，Krishna 的逍遥时光，有的我们能理解，有的逍遥时光太深奥，我们无法理解。我们无法理解的逍遥时光，为什么 Krishna 还要展示呢？大学生向小学生展示微积分，有什么样的这个用途呢？就是等一下啊。So, Krishna's pastimes, for some of the pastimes we can understand, but for some, it is too esoteric that we can't understand at all. So if, university graduates tries to, explain the, calculus, the mathematics,to primary students, what's the point? Why Krishna still present his pastimes, which is beyond our understanding? You understand?
That's the question?
Yeah, calculus is some very high mathematical concept.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you don't have to...get involved with esoteric meanings of Krishna consciousness.
Excuse me?
You don't have to be involved with these things.
就是说你并不一定非得要涉及到那些过于深奥难懂的 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
You only practice and appreciate Krishna consciousness to as much as you can handle.
你去这个践行或者去践行或者去欣赏那些你的这个理解力范围之内的 Krishna 的有关 Krishna 的一切。
The teachings of the Bhagavad Bhagavad Gita are the ABC of Krishna consciousness.
那么 Bhagavad Gita 博迦梵歌这是 Krishna 的就是知觉当中的 ABC 最基础的部分。
Chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, associating with the devotees, these are the basic activities.
念诵或者唱诵 Krishna 的圣名 ,Hare Krishna, 荣耀 Krishna 的 prasadam, 和奉献者联谊这些都是 Krishna 知觉当中的基础部分。
So even illiterate people, even children can enjoy those activities.
那这些活动呢，哪怕是一个文盲或者是一个小孩都能够喜欢。
Now, for those who progress, they may be interested to hear more. So, go from hearing Bhagavad Gita to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
那些呢，更为进步，在 Krishna 知觉的这个路途上又往前走了一步的奉献者呢，可能就想从这个博迦梵歌过渡到圣典博迦瓦坛了。
And they may want to ask relevant questions.Pertaining to their spiritual progress.
然后呢，他们也会喜欢，就是根据他们的 Krishna 知觉的这个灵性进步的这个程度，去相应的提出一些问题。
And increase their service, increase their chanting.
那他们也想要提高自己的奉献服务，提高自己的念诵。
No one is pushing anyone to dive into things that we cannot understand.
没有人呢去强迫任何人去投入到那些完全超越了我们理解力范围的深奥的知识里。
If it's too complex, too esoteric, then backtrack and stay with what is basic.
那如果说你觉得实在太错综复杂了，太深奥难解了，那你这个时候就可以往后退一步，回到你自己能够理解的那个部分上。So why Krishna still present those paths?
Because there are people who are qualified.
对，你刚才问了说，那我们无法理解的逍遥时光为什么 Krishna 还要展示呢？那就是说，我们不能理解，不一定没有人能理解，总是有一些奉献者，他们在很高的层面是能理解这些逍遥时光，那 Krishna 就得要去展示。
It's like,If you want to give food to someone who's sick, you give them boiled vegetables.
那比如说一个人生病，那你给他吃的东西可能就是水煮蔬菜那么简单。
But you can't give boiled vegetables to someone who has a strong appetite.
但是如果一个人这个胃口特别的好，你不能总是给他吃水煮蔬菜吧。
So you'll find devotees in Krishna consciousness in the early days.They were just bowing down, going out on Sankirtan, distributing books, cleaning the temple, doing physical activities, jumping in Kirtan. But now they're sitting in Vrindavan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam 24 hours a day.
那我们也看到了一些早期的奉献者，他们每天所做的活动更多的是体力上的，比如说打扫这个庙宇啊，然后呢顶拜呀，然后出去派书呀，就是这个体力活动会多一些相对，但是同样的这些奉献者现在这么多年过去了，就会看他们很多人都在稳打稳，他们一直在深度的去研读圣典博迦瓦坛。
So as you go along in Krishna consciousness, you want more and more, and it has to be there.
那么你在这个 Krishna 知觉的路径上行进的时候，自然而然呢，你就会想得到更多。那这些所有的这些更深奥的这些知识都是在那里的，所以无论任何时候呢，都可以满足你的这种越来越强烈的渴望。
Because you are expected, when you advance, to understand and to appreciate and to want to hear more.
因为本来你进步了，就是期待你可以有更高的一种品味，有一种更强的那种愿望去聆听更深一步的这个知识吧。Maharani Devidasi 问了一个问题 ，Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Prabhu。明白翻译，请问在旅途中没有办法供灯，心意供奉可以吗？心意供奉能有多大力量呢 ？Hare Krishna, if during the Kartik months we are traveling and we can't offer lamp, physically, so can we offer in our mind? Is it the offering in the mind is also powerful or not?
Yes, very good.
是的，很好。如果用心意供奉也是很好的。
We are also traveling this month.
这个月我们也会旅行。
But I'm taking lamps with me on my travel.
嗯，但是我旅行的时候，我就会事先把这些灯都准备好，就是带上。
We're going to travel to different places in China, and I will have the picture of Yashodam and Krishna Damodar, and we have candles, and we offer every day in the hotel.
那我们这个月也会到中国的这个两三个地方去旅行，那我们就会带着这些灯，事先做好的这个油灯，然后还要带上我们的达摩达尔的这个照片，亚瑟的妈妈捆绑 Krishna 的照片，然后可能就会在宾馆里面设神坛就供奉了。
And you can hear the Damodarastakam. There are many recordings of the Damodarastakam.
还有一个就是巴颂达摩达尔的这个歌曲也是非常重要的，这个有很多的录音的版本，你也可以随时的播放。下一个问题来自 Radhika Pretty Devi Das。感谢帕布仁慈讲，感谢马特吉田磊的翻译。请问帕布，在这个月阅读《博家梵歌》第五章的译注，为何要专注于阅读这个章节？my question is, what is the benefit of reading the chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita during this month? Why should we be focused on reading this chapter in particular?
Why chapter 5? Who talks about chapter 5?
I think she is attending some course, and it's recommended that to read the chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita during this month is particularly important. We should be focused on reading that chapter.
Chapter 5 is
action in Krishna consciousness. Yeah.
So,
have you heard about that
no.
in particular? 我没有听说过在这个这个月要特意的去读这个《博家梵歌》第五章。
Well, that's his decision.
啊 ，who's 啊 ，Vaisheshika 哦哦，你是那 Vaisheshika 跑步鼓励大家，大家都那个。在这个阅读这个第五章啊，那你就是在一个Vaisheshika Prabhu的那个地方看到的。
Yeah, he probably has a certain number of devotees who follow his own system. It's not a system which is established for ISKCON, and it's not a system which is established for all sadhakas during Kartik.
这个可能跟这个卡提卡月没有根本的这个联系。那Vaisheshika Prabhu呢，他领导了一群奉献者，他们就是立誓做一定的这个奉献服务的项目，比如说读一定的书，它是有一个延续性的。那他可能就是鼓励在他的这个群组里的这些奉献者，在这个月要重点的去读这个第五章。但是这个本身应该不是 ISKCON 的已经确立的一个传统，也不是所有的萨达卡规范修习的这个奉献者一定要遵循的。
As said at the beginning of the class, you see what you can do. This is an individual system of taking vows. You see personally what you can and what you cannot do. You choose what's good for you.
因为我们在这个课开始讲课的这个一开头就讲到了，在这个卡蒂卡月、达摩达尔月呢，你要发下的这个誓言其实因人而异，你是可以有自己的自由去决定你自己这个月一定要做什么的。有些事情你做得到，有些事情做不到，这个都是没有关系的。
I mean, Vaisheshika Prabhu's decision to read chapter 5 is very nice.
Vaisheshika Prabhu 呢，他决定鼓励大家在这个月当中去读第五章，这个是非常的好的。
There are so many other things that you can read every day.
每天你还可以阅读很多其他的一些内容。
During Kartik time, devotees ask Prabhupada, Prabhupada, it's Kartik, what should we do during the Kartik month?
那么奉献者曾经询问过 Srila Prabhupada 说，这个月是 Kartik 月，我们应该做些什么呢？
Prabhupada laughed.
Prabhupada 就哈哈大笑了。
He said, Kartik?
他说 Kartik?
Don't sleep, don't eat, and chant 24 hours a day.
不吃不睡，每天24小时念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
And then he says, can you do that?
然后他接着又笑着问说，那你们做得到吗？
Devotee says, Prabhupada, I don't think I can do it.
那Prabhupada说，那个奉献者说呢，恐怕是做不到的。
Prabhupada laughed again.
那 Prabhupada 就又笑了。
He said, there's only one business during Kartika, that's to chant 24 hours a day.
那 Prabhupada 他说呢，其实在卡提卡月只有一件事情是真正最重要的，就是一天24小时去念诵。
The main thing in Kartik time is to offer lamb to Damodar and to chant Hare Krishna as much as possible.
在这个卡提卡月的这个主题就是必做的就是你要去供奉灯给这个主达摩达尔，然后呢要增加我们念诵的圈数和质量。
And to hear of Krishna's Vrindavan pastime.
而且要大量的去聆听 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
Mm. Every day we have to recite the translation of the Damodara.
每天呢你都应当去诵读巴颂达摩达尔的这个译文。
And to understand the meaning of each verse.
而且你还要深入的去理解每一段文字这个巴颂达摩达尔里面每一段的这个含义。
So, today is the first day. You sit down and take a moment to decide, this is what I'm going to do for the next 30 days, and you stick to it.But don't make it a general rule for the whole yatra.
所以呢，就是今天是达摩达尔月的第一天，你可以静下来，找一个时间，好好的去想一想，在接下来三十天内，有哪一个誓言你是愿意去贯穿始终的，在接下来的这一个月里面。但是呢，你决定的是你一个个人的一个誓言，不要就扩展到好像整个yatra。整个地区的奉献者都应当怎么去做。
Yesterday, I made a list of certain books I want to read.
昨天呢，我已经决定了我在这个达摩达尔月要读哪一些书，哪些诗节。
And how I'm going to do my sadhana for 1 month.
而且我也想了，我在这一个月，我的这个 sadhana 应该如何进行。
And that's my personal private meditation.
那这个是我自己个人的私下的冥想。
There are literally millions of people following this Kartik month, and they each one their own ways to perform Kartik.
那在这个卡提卡月当中，有千千万万的人都在遵循这个传统。每一个人究竟是在这个月是怎么度过的，那就是因人而异了。
Vaisheshika Prabhu right now is at Govardhan.And every day is going to read the Srimad Bhagavatam from the Canto 4 to Canto 7.
那么就是Vaisheshika Prabhu 他现在是在 Vrindavan 的 Govardhan 山，他呢就是历史在这个月当中他每天都要读圣典波迦瓦他的第四篇到第七篇。
And this will be read live online every day.
那他这个会是一个在线的一个朗读，他要读完四到七，那么就是在线的，就是每天都会读，你可以去跟随的。
He does this every year with Keshava Bharati Maharaj.
他每年的这卡蒂卡月都是这样的，他和 Keshava Bharati Maharaj 一起来诵读。
Now they are up to the third canto.
他们现在已经读到了第三了。You mean they will finish 4 to 7 during the Kartika Yue?
Yeah, they mentioned it yesterday.
那昨天在这个线上他已经说了，在这个达摩达尔月当中，他们要从第四篇读到第七篇。
Lalita.
下一个问题来自于 Lalita Devi Das. Hare Krishna, 顶拜帕布，顶拜翻译。请问帕布，一天供灯几次为好？最佳供灯的时间是一天中的什么时间 ？Hare Krishna.How many times should we offer the lamb to Damodar during this mass? What is the best time for offering a lamb, Hare Krishna?
I mentioned you can, whenever it's convenient, morning or evening.
What is the best time?
The best time is when you know. Devotees, they do, you know, like 7 o'clock when it's greeting the deities. When you do your aarti in the morning, if you do an aarti in the morning, that's when you offer the lamb.And before breakfast, not after breakfast, And in the evening, you know, after work or not before going to bed.
那个通常来说，这个就是要根据每个奉献者的时间的安排。当然，奉献者们大多数是这样的：早上的时候，在这个迎请神像啊七点在这个样，在早餐之前做这个 RT， 这个时间段就供奉灯给主达摩达。然后晚上呢，就是在下班之后，但是不是说要睡觉之前再匆匆忙忙的去供奉。
They are what we know as sandhyam. Sandhyams are juncture during the day. There are three of them. One is morning, one is noon, one is evening.
那这个一天的24小时的这个分段，它可以分成三个部分，叫 sandhyam. Sandhyam 是这个三个时段，早、中、晚。
Yes.
Yeah.
Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado Yasya prasada nagati kutopi Jayam stuvam stasya yasastri
sandhyam. Sandhyam.
Yes, three times a day we worship the spiritual master.
Sandhyam. 就这刚才这一段是那个巴颂林书里面讲到的是一天三次我们向灵性导师做出顶拜。
So morning time.
所以呢，清晨
or evening time.
或者是晚上。
I mean, that's the auspicious time. You can offer a lamp anytime during the day, but lamp during the day don't make much sense.
那就是早上和晚上，当然这个是最好的供灯的时间了。那你要是愿意白天你也可以供，但是白天供灯好像有一点不太对劲。
Whenever it's convenient, Lalita.
Wherever you want.
Lalita.
Yeah, this is Lalita, yes.
Yes.
Whenever it's convenient.
就是看你方便的时间。
But most auspicious in the morning, before breakfast, in the evening, before dinner, but not before going to bed.
那最吉祥的时间呢，应该是清晨早餐之前，还有一个就是晚上晚餐之前，但是不可以在睡觉之前。
You could say 7 a.m., 7 p.m.
可以把时间定在早上七点和傍晚七点吧，举例来说。
OK。
好。OK。
All right. Thank you, Sumukhi Mataji.
好 ，Sumukhi Mataji， 非常感谢您。
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently.
感谢所有奉献者耐心的聆听。
Have a wonderful Kartik month.
愿大家度过一个美妙的 Kartik 月。
Have a wonderful Damodar Vrat.
然后呢，去做一个非常好的 Damodar Vrat 的誓言。
Please stay in the Vrindavan atmosphere.
请你们呢，让自己留在 Vrindavan 的这个吉祥的氛围里。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
来昆台之音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的讲课就到这里结束了。然后我们祝大家度过一个非常美妙的、富有意义的 Damodar 月的第一天 ，Hare Krishna。